Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, after a 1-5 start on Friday, I come to you as a happy handicapper to go 4-5. It could have been worse. I had no pulse on the card. And when you put 9 plays on the podcast, you just want to avoid that really bad spike day. I don't want an 0-9 day. I don't want a 1-8 day. They're going to happen over the course of the year, of course. But when you take a step back and reflect at the end of the year, you always want more good spike days than bad spike days. But most of the time, you're going to finish 1 or 2 games above or below 500. 5-4, 4-5, always could be better, could be worse. I end up 4-5 without having a good pulse on the card. So let's recap the losing card for Friday. I'm not putting lipstick on the pig. That's how it goes. It's gambling, of course. Major League Baseball, I had no clue on Friday. I had the Yankees' first 5-run line. They didn't score the entire game. Needless to say, I didn't cash the ticket. I had J.P. Sears for the A's under the 2.5 earned runs against the Tigers. Looked good early, but then he gives up a crooked number. I think it was a 3 spot in the fourth. They were all earned, so I lose the ticket. I had the Padres and the Giants over the 7.5 runs. Had an angle on this one. Both pitchers faced the opponent the prior start. Thought it was a good angle. Both pitchers gave up a run in the first. Thought it was a really good angle, but then the scoring came to a screeching halt, finishes 3-2, and I lose the ticket. My Nerfy and YRFI, they go sideways on me. I had the Mets and the Reds for no runs in the first inning. Hunter Green works out of trouble in the top half. Felt good. He got out of it unscathed, and I advanced to the bottom of the first. Then, boom, there's the blast. Ticket is done, and I lose the wager. Then I had the Phillies and the Nationals with a YRFI. I get all excited. Runner in scoring position. There's a hit up the middle. Is it going to get through? No, it gets knocked down. Not only does it get knocked down, but he throws him out at first. Innings over, and I get no run. Heck of a play by the shortstop. That'll happen. It's baseball. You tip your cap to a good defensive play. I do cash a few tickets along the way. I cash the Rays' first 5-run line. They get the job done against the Rockies. They lose in the ninth, but I cashed my ticket in the first 5 anyway. Then I get the White Sox home on the first 5-run line. Got the plus half a run there at even money. Cashed that ticket. Then in the final four for women's college basketball, it all works out for me. My default bet, when in doubt, bet the first half under. Works on North Carolina State and South Carolina as I cashed the under 71. Then on the nightcap, great basketball game between UConn and Iowa. I get lucky. I get the Huskies home plus the 2.5. I only needed what? Caitlin Clark to miss a free throw in the final seconds. Then UConn not to be able to foul in the final seconds against Iowa. Yes, I'll thank my lucky stars for getting that ticket home. Iowa advances for the rematch against South Carolina on Sunday. That'll be fun to watch. But yeah, hit both of those tickets, finish 4-5, have momentum going into Saturday. So let's see how it goes. So let's start with college basketball. It is the men's Final Four. Play number one, Purdue minus the 9 against North Carolina State. Play number two, UConn minus the 11.5 against Alabama. Yes, I'm done betting against UConn. I've lost 4 already in this tournament betting into them. I don't want to lose another unit. They crushed and destroyed my national champion in Illinois. So I concede. I'm waving the white flag. I'm going to back UConn. All the numbers tell me to bet Alabama, but I am going UConn just simply because I'm sick and tired of losing betting against him. So I did have a tough time accepting this card. Final four, laying heavy chalk in both games. It seems crazy for the underdogs to be getting that many points after winning 4 straight games in the NCAA tournament to advance to the Final Four. But I had to look to the past to feel a little bit better about the handicap. Last year, UConn beat Miami by 13. 2022, Kansas beat Villanova by 16. 2021, Baylor beat Houston by 19. 2019, Texas Tech beat Michigan State by 10. 2018, Michigan beat Loyola of Chicago by 12. Villanova beat Kansas by 16. So each of the last 5 years in the Final Four semifinal Saturday, we've had a double-digit winner, including 2 back in 2018. So now I feel much better. We're not in uncharted territory. I'm just going to lay the points and let's set up the showdown for Monday night. between UConn and Purdue. Yes, let's lay the chalk on both of those in the Final Four. Then for those of you that follow me on the blog or on Twitter, don't forget, I'm still betting all the first half unders. I probably like them here for the Final Four as well, but I'm riding out that system. You'll see my posted number out there once I put it in. So that's where we're at for the Final Four, laying the chalk once again with Purdue and UConn. Next up, we got a Major League Baseball. I have five bets on the card today. Not all the numbers are out yet. Most of the prop bets are not out yet. So limited card, but here we go. We start in Minneapolis. It's a first five run line. I'll back the Minnesota Twins minus the half a run against the Cleveland Guardians at the minus 110. So Joe Ryan goes for the Twinkies. He had an excellent season debut at Kansas City. The Guardians are hitting just 213 lifetime against him over 94 at-bats. Last season, he had a solid 1.17 whip. I like Ryan. I think he's got good stuff. He's got good control. I will tend to back him during the course of the season. Meanwhile, for Cleveland, it's Carlos Carrasco on the bump. He had a 6.80 ERA last season with a 1.70 whip. That's not good. He gave up three runs over five innings at Oakland to open the season. So pitching edge to the Twins. So let's lay the number. Minnesota minus the half a run against Cleveland in the first five at the minus 110. Next up in the card, it's another first five run line. It's the Baltimore Orioles minus the half a run at the Pittsburgh Pirates at the minus 105. So Tyler Wells was really good last year for the O's. A 3.64 ERA, a 0.99 whip. I always love when the whip is under one. He lasted six innings, giving up four runs and five hits in the opener against the Angels. Meanwhile, the Pirates are going to counter today with Bailey Falter, a 5.58 ERA and a 1.39 whip last season. He opened the season giving up six runs over four innings, including a pair of dingers to the struggling Marlins. So I believe it's a significant pitching edge to the O's. Plus, I like the O's bats. So on the first five run line, give me Baltimore minus the half a run at Pittsburgh at the minus 105. Next up on the card here for you, it's a first five money line. Yes, I'm not going to be aggressive here with a run line. Just going to go the old boring money line. It's the Toronto Blue Jays at the New York Yankees at the minus 105. So Kevin Gausman will toe the rubber for the Blue Jays today. Now listen to these road ERAs in the last few years. 2021, he had a 2.33. 2022, he had a 2.30. Last season, maybe not as good, but he's still at a 3.27. Yankee hitters are a career 238 against him, over 168 at-bats. Gausman overall had a 3.16 ERA last season with a 1.18 whip. He lasted only four and a third innings in the opener at Tampa Bay, giving up just one run, though. Meanwhile, Clark Schmidt will get the call for the Yankees today, a 4.64 ERA last season. He opened the year giving up three runs over five and a third innings at Houston. So pitching edge to me belongs to the Blue Jays. So let's just touch the money line here in the first five. I'm on the Blue Jays at the Yankees at the minus 105. Next up on the card, we go to a Nerfy. Yes, after a hot start, I've gone cold on these Nerfy bets, but we'll see if we can turn the tide today. Nerfy number one is the Houston Astros at the Texas Rangers, and it's at a plus 105. So J.P. France had a 3.83 ERA last year for the Astros. Meanwhile, John Gray had a 4.12 ERA last year, along with a 1.59 ERA when it mattered the most in the postseason. Both pitchers are good enough for me to grab the plus money. I just need six outs without a run to start the game. Is that too much to ask for? I hope not. I'm on the Astros and the Rangers with a Nerfy at the plus 105. Then the final bet on the card here for me is another Nerfy. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks at the Atlanta Braves, also at a plus 105. So last year, Max Fried left early with an injury in his opening start. This year, he got chased in the opening frame with three walks, two hits allowed, and three runs allowed against the Phillies. He had a 2.48 and a 2.55 ERA over the past two seasons. So Fried is really good. He has good numbers lifetime. I expect him to be much better today. Meanwhile, Brandon Ploft will go for the D-backs, a 3.27 ERA over 22 innings in the postseason last year. So when they needed him in the postseason, the young arm got the job done. This year, he opened with five innings, giving up one run against Colorado. The Braves lineup would likely give Sandy Koufax some sleepless nights, but at plus money, I'll take my chance today. Give me the D-backs and the Braves, a nerfy at the plus 105. Yes, I'm still trying to get the tongue tied or untied when it comes to the nerfies and the YRFIs, but once again, hopefully I figured it out along the way. I'm getting tongue-tied to begin with. It's late at night here, and it's been a long week with a lot of travel for me. So now, let's recap my card for Saturday. It's college basketball, our final day with two games. We're down to three games in the college basketball season. It's all chalk today. I'm with the Boilermakers of Purdue, minus the 9 against North Carolina State. Yes, you can take that glass slipper off. The Wolfpack will be done after today. Then I'm on UConn, minus the 11.5 against Alabama. It pains me not to say Roll Tide today, but after what the Huskies did to me last week, I'm going UConn, minus the 11.5. Major League Baseball, first five-run line. I'm on the Twinkies, minus the 0.5 run over the Guardians at the minus 110. Another first five-run line, I'm on the Baltimore Orioles, minus the 0.5 run at the Pittsburgh Pirates at the minus 105. First five money line, I'm on the Toronto Blue Jays, minus the 105 at the New York Yankees. Nerfy, I'm on the Astros and the Rangers at the plus 105. Another Nerfy, I'm on the D-backs and the Braves at the plus 105. So that's my card for Saturday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.